Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on forgiveness and love together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to forgive and love like Jesus this Holy Tuesday. Written by Alicia Searle. Read by Leah Gerard. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times." Matthew 18:21-22. Granting forgiveness can be complex. It's hard to give and to receive, especially when it's a repeated offense. And you're left holding a broken heart filled with so much pain. Yet in the upside-down gospel of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what we're called to do. Forgive, time and time again. It sounds so easy, right? Yet as you most likely know, forgiveness comes with an acknowledgement that needs to be made from our heads to our hearts. That's because forgiveness can be messy and intertwined with so many emotions. When Peter approached Jesus with the question of how many times he should forgive his brother, it was more than likely a sincere question, a question to determine the length of mercy. Maybe he was harboring pain from a past hurt, or trying to decipher and grasp the meaning of the forgiveness Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6:14-15. Either way, Jesus' answer must have sent shockwaves to Peter's soul. After all, the Jewish practice was to forgive someone 3 times for the same offense, as it says in Amos 2:6. So 77 times, which could be construed to mean 70 times 7, equating to 490, must have sounded absolutely absurd. Peter's heart must have sunk, thinking that type of forgiveness as impossible. Yet that's exactly the point Jesus was driving home. Jesus knows forgiveness isn't easy and that it is impossible to do on our own. This is why he modeled throughout his life how to forgive and shared the importance of giving and receiving this gift. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies and those that persecute us in Matthew 5, 44 through 45, asking God to help us, all while going to him again and again until we gain the peace that surpasses understanding. The most profound example Jesus gave us was on his final day as Roman soldiers mocked, scourged, and nailed him to the cross. Jesus prayed for God to forgive them in Luke 23, 34. Dear friend, the principle of forgiveness isn't measured by our emotions or a number, but rather it's to be measured by the grace and mercy we receive from God, which is endless. Real forgiveness takes time and can only take place with God's help, allowing him to open our mind and soften our heart. Is there someone to whom you need to grant the gift of forgiveness this Holy Tuesday? Lift your heart to him today and seek his help. Let's pray. Kind and gracious Father, how can we even begin to thank you for the wonders of your love? The grace and mercy you so selflessly displayed on the cross never ceases to amaze us. As we come into a holiday that marks both grief and hope with the solemn actions of Good Friday to the victory we claim in your resurrection, please posture our hearts to give grace through forgiveness. We ask that you help us to be mindful this time of year to the truth found in your word, that your love, mercy, and grace forgave us first. We're so very thankful for that. Help us receive the forgiveness you so graciously give, and then extend that to others as we yearn to follow your loving example. Please soften our hearts to give and receive this precious gift of forgiveness. Lord, I ask that you please come into my heart and help me to personally forgive the person that continually floods my mind. I need your help. I need your mercy and grace. I need you to remind me that you forgave me, and so I must forgive them. Help me let go of the hurt, the pain, the betrayal, and the shame. Help me let it go and turn it all over to you. Please cleanse my heart and soul of any unrighteousness, bitterness, or resentment. I earnestly seek your peace. I humbly ask all this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.